Ready?
I'd like to call our Town of Brule Committee meeting for August the 6th, 2018. Mr. Nischler, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre? Councilmember Nischler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rhodes?
Here. Shane had emailed me earlier. He's in Texas working, so he should be back next week. And kind of a light agenda tonight in your package. We have the minutes for a regular meeting on July the 9th. So if you go through those and see if you have anything that needs discussing or changing, let us know. We'll move on into committee reports. Public Works Committee, I'll read a report from Shane. Total rainfall, the town had 5 rain events for 2.9 inches. No drainage issues reported or observed. We had several skate alarms at our Live Oak lift stations due to a faulty check valve. It's been repaired and it's running fine now. We had 1 out of compliance test result at the sewer treatment facility, high ammonia. We prepared our letter in response to the DEQ audit that we had. We had 2 issues that we had problems with. One was we ordered a new flow meter for the sewer pond to comply with that DEQ permit. We also installed a new motor to put more aeration in pond number 2 to hopefully help keep some ammonia levels down, which was another issue we had. So hopefully that'll work. You've probably seen our UTV riding around town. We got that in, got that delivered. Our guys are using it. It's the little white Bobcat utility vehicle. No personnel incidents to report in the maintenance department. Upcoming Republic roadside debris pickup is scheduled for the week of August 13th. So if you have some debris to put out August 13th, the week of August 13th is our turn. Our extra monthly pickup is scheduled for August 31st. This is kind of a long month, so Republic should be able to catch up if they're behind anywhere in the parish. We hope so anyway. With that, I don't have anything else from the Public Works unless someone else does.
You started surveying for the sidewalk.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up in my mayor's report. Since you brought it up, I'll talk about it now. They started surveying for sidewalks on St. Francis Street with the Juliet Trail. They are what's called in preliminary design right now. So they are doing surveys. For the record, we've had a few residents come out and complain about where the sidewalk's going to be to the surveyors. So if you guys hear of anything, let us know. If a resident calls you, let us know. We'll try to not nip it in the bud up front. We had our meeting. As y'all well know, we invited everybody from the neighborhood, and it was all positive comments. So it's new to me, but Kevin said that the surveyors are getting a little bit of negative feedback. So I'm anxious to hear from them. I told him if that surveyor can give us a number, a name, an address, or anything that we can talk to them to try to answer any questions that they may have. So, but they are moving forward with the sidewalk project, so that's good news.
What about the removal of the brush on Live Oak? Did that ever take place, do you know?
Should be next week.
So they are going to get it?
That's the plan. We have notified them about that and the pile on St. Mary. Just to give them a little forewarning so when they show up, they're not so surprised. So that should be picked up next week.
Have you heard any update on the negotiations between the River Mill people and the engineers or St. Clair on
see
the,
where we left that.
On the ditch that was proposed?
Yeah. I met with all of the parish representatives about that ditch. They had some concerns about how deep it was going to be dug, where it was going to go. I'm trying to remember. It seemed like it was so long ago.
But it's not a dead issue that's ongoing?
It's not a dead issue. The parish was really concerned that we were going to dig this huge ditch and dump the entire retention pond into this side and run it all the way back through to Cooley and flood Sugar Mill. And that's not what it was designed. So when we talked about the angle of the pipe going down and the elevation levels, the parish said that They were okay with doing that servitude. They want to talk to Spiller, see if they could get the ditch dug properly. And I think there was some miscommunication there between Parrish and Spiller and Sinclair about how big the ditch was going to be. So I think we have it resolved. I'm not sure. We're still working on it.
Well, that's good. I just hadn't heard and were wondering.
It should be similar in size to the north-south ditch that's on that side of
it. Yeah. It's I forget, it's not, it's a 30-foot servitude, but the ditch is only 4 foot deep, I think, 8 feet wide or something. It's not a huge ditch, if I remember right. Don't quote me on those numbers because I don't know off the top of my head. So, but it's still in the works. I think the parish was much happier after our meeting than what they were when they first heard about it. So, anything else on the public works? Planning and zoning, review planning and zoning meetings from July 25th. Minutes.
They don't have, have anything on the agenda.
They didn't have a quorum. Nothing on the, no, they had a quorum. It's not an agenda.
No, they didn't have a quorum.
Oh, we didn't have a quorum? Okay.
There was no business.
Nothing was on the agenda.
Yeah, I thought the agenda. Okay, yeah.
So you should have put an official record in the book that there was lack of quorum.
We'll take care of that. Finance Committee, July bills. We run a little late because we were out of town last week, but I hadn't had a chance to go over the entire package. But I don't think there's anything out of the ordinary. If you see anything, let us know.
Scott.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you one question?
Uh-huh.
First page, Internal Revenue Service tax penalty, $316.07.
Why, you remember what that was?
Mm-hmm. That's the one I told you. Mm-hmm. When we switched over, thing, have a credit. That's from 2017.
First quarter. Net checks, right?
It's the one thing.
Okay. So that occurred. I remember now. That occurred when we switched over from our old payroll system to net checks, and we missed something. And now we're gonna get a credit back, right, Shane?
Yeah, we have a dispute right now.
Yeah. So we're disputing part of it. We'll get a credit back for some of it. But it was just oversight in the conversion to net checks.
That was really my question. It's not from the new system.
No, not at all. Not at all. We really have had no problems with the new system. It's a fantastic system. I recommend it.
I agree. We used to be on that when I was at the chamber. And if there is a mistake, they pay the penalty.
Absolutely.
They have to write the draft of your account, all the taxes and stuff.
Yeah.
And they do it on a timely basis, so if there's a penalty, it's on them.
Yeah, this was a conversion thing, I think, during the time. Anything else? All right, we'll move forward then. Personnel Committee, I don't know of anything. Recreation Committee, don't know of anything. Police Committee, law publications. Jonathan, you want to say something real quick on that? I know the people aren't here tonight, but
Just for the next meeting, the law publications company, they went around and collected donations from all the various businesses around town, and they gave us a bunch of real good books and things to give people when they're victims of different crimes, and a whole bunch of things for the school and drug awareness, stuff like that. So I just want to give the businesses a certificate of appreciation next week. The ones that come.
We'll do that for Monday's meeting?
Yeah.
Good.
Great. Appreciate it.
Thank you for sending somebody last week with that solicitor. Do y'all ever issue permits for people to come door to door?
Very rarely. Well, how many we get, Blaine? There is some.
Yeah, there's some.
Did y'all issue one last week for Terminix to come door to door? Because the little guy said, you know, somebody from a police, blah, 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 blah. But it didn't make sense. So
no, there's always that kind of.
I sent a text and they came and chased them away. Thank you.
Oh, there's no problem.
But I just wondered how many y'all issue.
We do come every so often.
Yeah.
We get them a certificate to take with them.
Never have seen that.
No. Yeah. I think the last big one was that security company that came down. And Vivid, yeah. I think that's who it was. A lot of young college students and they...
Yeah, the last
so
one
y'all do give them a certificate.
Ice cream man.
Yeah, an ice cream man.
Yeah.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah.
No, the ice cream man didn't bug me. He didn't come knock on the door. Thank you. Thank you, John.
Thank y'all.
So the Terminex guy was being a pest?
He was being a pest. And he didn't know who gave him permission to be in the neighborhood, so it sounded suspicious. Thank you.
All right, next up, Governmental Affairs Committee, discuss three landmark home recommendations.
Okay, we have, which one you have first? Okay, Arlene Street, this is the present home of Mike and Karen Aperet. It was built in 1964 by Emily Altazan, Andre, and Roy Andre Sr. They had moved the lot master's house from Port Allen to Bove on Brule, and then they sold that to Lynn Pershote, and they built this house on Arlene Street. And they lived there from 1964 until the time of their death. And Miss Emily Andre, you want to go next? No, where's my picture? Miss Emily, Miss Emily Andre is the one who wrote the poem that we have framed in the hall about the old oak tree. So if you bear with me, I will read it, because Miss Emily was a special person in our community for many reasons. She said, "This is an old spreading oak. Its beauty maybe you won't see. It's been a refuge in life's storms, and still it stands with open arms. No one knows its date of birth, just when it's sprouted from the earth. Yet since it was a little tree, it had its share of company. The old cypress bench, smooth and worn, where men gathered and sat upon to smoke and talk and wistfully lean against the old oak tree. They told old tales of love and life as the old whittler smiled and carved with his knife. When as a child I passed the tree, I thought, what a friendly place to be. It will never have a lonely day, because it's been a friend in every way. I know that there will always be someone to love the old oak tree. Now whenever I go away, no matter where I roam, when I see the hanging moss and the old oak tree, I know that I have come home." So remember Miss Emily for many things, but she's remembered there. And we do have a picture of some of one of the crews that sat at the old oak tree. And that was one generation of them. Of course, there were generations before that. And sometimes the mothers would forbid their young children to go around there because of activities under the oak tree. But it was a gathering place. And they did at one time have a little bench. And the oak tree has survived in spite of whatever people did around there. But anyway, that was when Miss Emily and Mr. Roy built their house that they lived in.
Paul Gautreau used to tell me, only if that old oak tree could talk.
Right, right. So that's one of the homes that we have. Okay, Blaine. This is Arlen's home, Arlen Landry's home on Lee Drive in Courtney Estates. And he said it was constructed according to his plans that he and his wife had set in place. And the contractor was a Mr. Lemoyne from Hamburg, Louisiana, and the home was built in 1965. And it was built on the first lot sold in Courtney Estates. And he and his family moved in October 1965, and they've occupied it all the years since. And the property was formerly owned by Mr. Courtney Touye, and he subdivided it into lots. And Arlen served our community on the Water Board District Number 2 for 39 years. And 7 of those years he served as president. So that's his home and its significance in our community. And this was the home of Jack and Faye Saradet. It was built 1959 to 1960, and it's now owned by Todd Lucas. And Lisa Saradet Newsom wrote a little narrative, and she said when her mom and dad built the house, the street was gravel, and that was called Saradet Acres for that side of the subdivision. And she remembers they played outside in the gravel streets. And when it was built, Mr. Jack and Miss Faye built that little addition on the side where the garage opens. You see a little door on the side, and Miss Faye had her beauty parlor in there. Mr. Jack was a World War II veteran, a Marine veteran, and he served in VFW for many years and served our community. So those are the three homes that we'll ask you to vote on next week, the landmark plans. Thank you.
Got anything else on the governmental affairs? I don't think we have anything. Other matters that we don't have anything. Mayor's report.
Mayor,
Some of you may have overheard Tom and I talking today. We met with the school board to discuss the new high school, which is going to be north of the current high school. We discussed numerous things from what the school is going to look like, which way it's going to face, which way, you know, what the town needs to do, sewer improvements, if they need to make any sewer improvements. So we had a long discussion about the new school that's going to go in place north, north of the current school. With that, the piece of property that they're going to build a school on and part of the school will sit outside the town limits. So you may have overheard me and Tom talking earlier. We're discussing annexing that piece so the entire school will be in the town limits. Shouldn't be a problem. Wes says, I'll go for it. Wes Watts from the school board. So we're starting that ball since they closed on the property just recently. You probably noticed they started to cut that property. They'll do some dirt work. They got okay to do some dirt work out there, get that rolling. I also met this morning, that's why I was running a little late because I had other things going on this morning. The school board had their convocation this morning with all the new teachers. It's a really good event. It's a hyped up event. It's a very positive event that Wes puts on. They showed the new improvements of all the new schools in the parish, Conn Elementary, Port Allen High. They're doing dirt work at Caneview. So it was a really good, positive meeting for all of the new teachers and faculty and staff coming in. It's a good event to go to. So I attended that this morning. Rusty and Shane and Blaine and Patricia and myself attended the LMA convention in Lake Charles last week. Some classes were pretty poor. Some classes were very good. We had a good meeting with Republic. They swear they pretty much have wrapped their hands around our garbage situation. So we don't know. We'll find out this month, I guess. But they think that they have it under control. One of the things at LMA, I'd like to recognize Patricia. I think I talked about Patricia becoming vice president of LAMSA, Patricia in our office. She sat up on the head table at the big convention where we had 1,500 people that were there. So it's always good to have someone from Brule that's up on the head table. And a little kudos for David Toops and Addis. He was up on the head table also as a vice president of our district. So it's good that West Side is the best side, like they say, and it's good to see him up on the table up front. There again, the preliminary design is working on the sidewalks. And please, if you have any issues from residents, let us know. We don't want this to turn into a shooting match like the levee project did. And with that, to go back to something that Wes commented on this morning, two things really. School safety is a huge priority for them with the issues that are going on, as our police department well knows. So they're really fighting hard on school safety to make the kids feel safe to go to school. With that, social media can really turn a problem worse because there's so much misstatements on social media that happened before, like a school board or a town of Brule or a police department can respond with the truth. So social media is so quick. So anytime we hear something, if you can catch, let us know. Let the school board know so they can jump on the social media train before. And that's kind of what I'm looking at with St. Francis. I don't want residents to start posting untruths on social media about the sidewalk that's coming on St. Francis. So if you hear of anybody that has a complaint, please let us know so we can jump on it real quick and it doesn't turn into the top of the levee project where people are getting crucified for a bunch of untruths that actually happened. So Wes has the same problems at the school. Something goes wrong and everybody starts tweeting and before you know it, there's a bunch of untruths out. So keep that in mind. If you hear of anything, not just the sidewalk issue, that we can head off at the pass, please let us know. And I think that's it for my mayor's report. That's all I have. So remarks of personal privilege, anybody?
So when we get to the details of the high school, we'll have to get with the engineers about the sewer.
We already met with them, and Roy gave them like a not a formal notice, but told them kind of how it would work, and we feel like it's going to be fine.
Well, I sent that to one last time I thought about that meter. I think they can do anything like
gravity. Right. Yeah, they were thinking about putting a lift station, and Roy suggested it might just be a good gravity feed that will go in. And we're going to take that over once they build the school. So less mechanical parts, the better, I guess, for us.
And I talked to their engineer. The main concern you have over here is the soils are digging. You had trouble with that in parts of Blueberry Oaks. You've got to go back with the right bedding material. Otherwise, you can shape it, sag it. The trench is critical.
We'll definitely get Roy involved on that. Yes, sir. I talked to the sheriff's department. Let's see, last week I was in Lake Charles. So, yeah, it was last week, last Monday. They're interviewing some suspects. I'll leave it at that. This week, hoping to have some information. I'll tell you this, the FBI is on top of it. They have a forensic accountant involved now that's going through all the details. So hopefully we'll hear something in the next week. So we have recouped our money from our bond. So we have the money back. So not all of it, but we have what our bond paid us back, minus our deductible. Any other questions? All right. Announcement: schools will reopen Wednesday, August 8th. So please observe school zones. And with that, do I have a motion to adjourn? Moved by Mr. Richard. Second. Second by Mr. Daigle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Meeting adjourned. Hey, Jonathan.
Question.